Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Neil Heaton. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth, the DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. One out. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Deer reaches second base with a double. Cooper moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heaton fields it and has Cooper trapped. Heaton throws to third, and Gaetti tags Cooper for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brunansky scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. Lombardozzi moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lombardozzi scores. Gagne scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Deer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-1 in the game. Bean hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lombardozzi hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Laudner scores. Gagne moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Tim Leary now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a line drive to right field. Deer throws towards the plate. Cerrone fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cerrone. Gagne scores. Puckett scores. Hatcher moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Braggs moves to second. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-2 in the game. Bean hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Twins. George Frazier now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Deer strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviem for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0-for-3 in the game. Bean hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem misplays the ball. That's an error on Sviem. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Cerrone to Gantner covering second. The throw back to home, and Gagne is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Oglavy pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 4 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive towards third. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Deer strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.